This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, middle initial M, like Margaret, Cat, K-A-T-T, date of birth 9-12-1958. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cat. With history of right renal infarction, severe esophageal reflux disease, and history of pulmonary embolism. Her last visit was January 23rd of 2023. She is having ongoing severe reflux symptoms with a lot of burning in the esophagus area, and she's going to have surgical repair of that along with hernia repair August 7th of this year. She does take care of her father, who has dementia, and so she's having a lot of stress related to that. And, due to the history of pulmonary embolism, she is anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day and uses Lovenox 100 milligram before procedures subcutaneously as a bridge therapy after the Eliquis has stopped. She hopes that she'll feel much better after her surgical procedure. No chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight 231 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse 72. Blood pressure is 132 over 70 today. Neck is supple. No lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, slightly tender in the epigastric area, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, no calf swelling, pain, or redness. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 20th of 2023, and creatinine is stable at 0.97, estimated GFR greater than 60, albumin 4.5, calcium 9.3, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.9, hemoglobin 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, a history of right renal infarction with preserved renal function, severe esophageal reflux disease, and history of pulmonary embolism. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 4 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.